Hallie Cottenham. You're listening to Ottawa Morning. Coming up next, Sean Eckford's final newscast. It's 8:30.
This is CBC News. Good morning. I'm Sean Eckford from the Ottawa Newsroom. Leaders in Ottawa's Aboriginal community are getting angry with Ottawa police. They say First Nations people are being racially profiled, detained on the street for questioning, and pulled over as they drive their cars. One Aboriginal center is handing out business cards printed with an outline of a person's rights if they're stopped by police. Dan Printup is the manager of the homelessness program at the Wabanaw Center.
It's hard to beat our stereotype for Natives. Our stereotype growing up was drunk, lazy, welfare, violent, uneducated. Then how do you beat, 10 generations of that way of thinking? It's hard. It's hard for them to see us as equals. It's hard for them to accept us, even in our positions, to accept us as professionals.
One deputy chief with Ottawa Police says he's aware of the problems and the force is working with the community to find answers. A lawyer who wants police associations to stay out of politics says the Ottawa Police Association's plan to endorse candidates in the coming municipal election could be against the law. The Police Association in Toronto has endorsed candidates in both local and provincial elections, a move that prompted that city's Police Services Board to take action. Now Ottawa's is being urged to do the same. Susan Burgess reports.
The police union in Toronto has been a fixture on the political scene for years. It endorsed John Tory in the last race for mayor, and it took out a full-page ad in the Globe and Mail to support the provincial Conservatives under Ernie Eves. But Paul Copeland says acts like those are clear violations of the Police Services Act. That law says police officers must not express views during an election campaign supporting or opposing a candidate.
What you don't want is you don't want the police, in effect, controlling the politicians who are supposed to be controlling them.
But police unions have argued that their executives on leave from the force aren't covered by the act. So a year ago, Toronto's Police Services Board passed a policy to say they are and to call on the police chief to discipline officers who endorse or oppose candidates. Copeland says Ottawa's board should do the same.
They should be, in my view, taking a very strong position that this is illegal activity and is inappropriate under the legislation in Ontario.
So far, Ottawa's Police Services Board has no plans for such a policy, but Board Chair Eli Alshantiri says he'd like to hear how the province interprets the Police Services Act.
If we know they're breaking the law, definitely it would be our position to bring it up with the chief. But there's interpretation, it needs to be clarified.
The election could be over before that clarification arrives. The Toronto board asked their questions more than 2 years ago, and they're still waiting for answers. Susan Burgess, CBC News, Ottawa.
Premier Dalton McGuinty is talking constitutional reform. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says he'd like to have senators running for office by the next federal election. But Ontario's premier says the Senate should be eliminated entirely. McGuinty says it's not fair. Ontario has 40% of the country's population, but only 22% of the seats in the Senate.
To elect senators in Canada under the existing system would serve both to entrench and exacerbate an existing inequity. My preference is that we eliminate the Senate.
A Conservative MPP says McGuinty's idea will never fly. Ted Arnott says it would require a constitutional amendment, and many other provinces won't agree. And that brings us to the end of my final newscast here on CBC Ottawa. Stu Mills will be in this chair next week. I'd like to thank my co-workers for their hard work and support over the years. It's made this a great place to work. And to listeners and co-workers alike, thanks for putting up with the little stumbles, occasional lapses in grammar, and those times when the wheels completely fell off. As I mentioned to Anthony earlier, I've always said the day I deliver a perfect newscast, I'll retire. Sources say I've still got a long career ahead of me. I'm Sean Eckford. Have a happy and safe weekend.
Sean, that was your last newscast. But before we let you go, we just wanted to play a little tape from some of your finer moments on our airwaves.
So bus service should remain uninterrupted until at least... Unlike this newscast, Anthony, bus service will remain uninterrupted until at least late next week.
We're holding a vote on whether to accept this newscast or not. All right, Sean.
I'd rather not know the results.
Sean Eckford is here. Did you know it was you today?
Yes, but I was thinking...
Officially, I mean?
Yes, but I was thinking, maybe you should abandon your quest for tickets to Belinda Fest.
Yeah.
And we'll give the mayor a call and see if he can declare it Us Two Day.
I don't get that.
You two, us two, me two, we two. Yeah, it'll come to you at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Should I tell you what's coming up in the news? Give you a little time to absorb that?
Just give me a minute, Sean.
The CBC News from Ottawa. Good morning, I'm Sean Eckford. Even though there's no election, party leaders are making campaign-style swings through Ontario in the coming days. The Ontario government is getting some federal money for child care, but you already know that.
Sean Eckford joins me now for a look at the news highlights. Sean, is there anyone who doesn't do that?
And if you think that's a lead into a reference to what a hot ticket the movie's going to be in town.
Grace under pressure, as always, except when the mic is off and the air goes blue around here. Sean, we wish you all the best in your new life in BC, and we're going to think of you often when we arrive at 3:30 in the morning, and we know that you're still safely tucked up in bed or on BC time, you know, still up watching David Letterman. You will be missed. All the best as you jump off the raft into the cool blue unknown of BC. Thank you.